So, hello Emma.
Hello Karen,
who'd have thought a cup could be an instrument of torture? I'm just looking at here,
so
a couple of different ones. You've got
like
a wooden, quite a tall cup, and then a glass one. Are they for different methods?
They're similar, they're two examples of cups that I use both of them in my clinic, and you can source other types as well. These are both used for what's called fire cupping, which just happens to be Phelps's favourite type of cupping, and that's where you use a flame to burn out the oxygen from the cup before quickly placing it on the body, which causes then the suction, which results in the slight cosmetic effect that we've all seen
slight
on the news.
Cosmetic huge.
So it's very effective for treating pain. It's very popular with people for postural tension, and increasingly been used by a lot of athletes, as we've seen. And actually, the last I remember it in 2008 and 2012 as well, there was some media coverage of these cupping marks, and particularly for swimmers. And Phelps and I actually both have a couple of things in common, and one of them is that we both like swimming, and the other one is that we both love cupping.
There you go, two things you've got. So whenever you put the flame around this, does that burn, scorch the skin at all?
No, there's very little heat that you'll sense, apart from the warmth of your own circulation. The heat is used literally just to cause the vacuum, the flames kept well away from the body. It's a very simple therapy. It's very safe in trained hands, and it's usually used as an adjunct therapy with traditional acupuncturists. So the type of cups you're looking at there are Chinese cups. The glass cup I sourced from a reputable supplier, the bamboo cups I bought when I was doing my internship in China for acupuncture and cupping therapy.
You've got around with your Asha had it done years ago, and I thought it was a great procedure. It really helped me. But at the time, it wasn't actually, it was more having a cold and being, you know, quite catarrh.
Okay.
It really helped me. Poor Julie's got a bit of a cold this morning.
Yes.
So there's a range of different treatments that it can affect.
Traditionally, it has been in China. It would be one of the therapies that is part of Chinese medicine that is used for a range of conditions. So I would say it's most commonly used for pain and musculoskeletal conditions. And it's known in China as well for upper respiratory tract problems or chronic.
And great if you can't take any medication for any reason, that you can use it as an alternative.
It's very low risk, so while there's not a huge amount of clinical evidence to support it, and there's a lot of anecdotal evidence to support it, patients report a lot of benefit, and it's very low risk. So it's something that I rarely use exclusively, but I often, in fact, daily use as an adjunct in my clinic.
Yeah. Is it painful? I saw somebody getting it done on television this morning, and they had a bit of a grimace on their face. Is it more uncomfortable than painful?
I'd say a little bit uncomfortable, possibly. Most people describe it as a bit weird while they're getting used to it. A lot of people, I instantly loved it. I had no discomfort from it at all
when
I first had it.
I didn't have any pain with it.
You do a lot of them, don't you? It's not just one cup. Your whole back could be covered in cups.
You don't go to the beach for the bikini.
If you're going to do cupping therapy on somebody, you have to ask them, have they any social events coming up? Are they going to be wearing anything where they wouldn't want their circles to be seen? But for some people, it's a badge of honour, and they don't mind it whether their circles are seen.
What does it do? How does it help the muscles or the back pain or posture, whatever it might be? Or in my case, if it was just catarrh, what does it do to the circulation?
So exactly, circulation is the key word. So I think that it, in common with other therapies, it probably would have the most in common with massage therapy, because it's drawing a lot of circulation through the tissue, and there's a mechanical work going on as well. So the cupping that you probably had and that Phelps has had is a static cupping. So you see the perfect circles from the cups being left in place. We can also use oiled cupping. So I will often do a short type of cupping massage with somebody in clinic where I'll apply oil to the skin and then slide the cup up and down the body to manipulate the fascia.
Certainly doing self-service.
Yeah, well, maybe. Hang about. I'll see you out in the green room.
I should say that the British Acupuncture Council has reported to all the media interests to state that cupping is safe and it shouldn't be painful at all. So I know that there is some speculation that it is a painful therapy, but it shouldn't be.
No. Well,
it just looks it.
That's the first time you're well used, isn't that right?
That's right.
All right, well, thank you very, very much indeed. And we'll see if we can persuade Barra likewise. What do you think, Barra? Would you give it a go?
Well, maybe. Yeah, well, I'll pop over later on, sure.
Maybe it'll help the weather, Barra.
Well, something bad today.